Those $310 million are really meant actually to provide us with the means and the resources to provide, 1.2 million people out of those 2.9 million people with urgent humanitarian assistance and to save lives. And that was really the whole point about this humanitarian response plan. We need definitely additional international support, because obviously insufficient funding will hamper actually humanitarian response with really dramatic impacts on the lives of people. One has to recognize to Cameroonian population and Cameroonian people and Cameroonian government, you know, all the generosity they have shown in hosting hundreds of thousands of refugees, and they are paying really the price for that, because they are not having additional resources, but rather really sharing with this population of refugees their scarce, resources. And this $310 million will help us provide food, because we have really a very alarming level of food insecure people. Those are 1.5 million.
Could you tell us how is the situation in the far north of Cameroon impacting the rest of the country?
The far north is really suffering and affected by all the three crises, you know, the northeast Nigeria crisis, the suicide bombing, natural disaster, flood, drought, and the security crisis. And this led, you know, to more than 200,000 internally displaced people this year, which is really a very new phenomenon in Cameroon. And because of the security situation, the borders with Nigeria and with Chad are closed. Therefore, this really killed the local economy of far north.